Hi, this is Scott Delosio, and this is Parasol Speedway podcast number 15 for the 2016 season. Going to try to make this one a short one today. I planned on doing this Wednesday, but got swamped. I hopefully had a special guest, so that one didn't happen. Yesterday was Thursday. I forgot. This is Friday, the day before the race on August 27th. So we're doing a podcast. We're going to talk just about tomorrow night's race at Paris Auto Speedway. California Racers Hall of Fame night. That's coming up tomorrow. It's an annual event. It'll feature the USAC Sierra Amsoil Sprint Cars, the past Senior and Young Gun Sprints. Spectator gates are going to open at 5 p.m. First race will be at 7. You want to get there early. We're going to tell you why in a couple of moments. We'll have plenty of tickets for everyone at the ticket window tomorrow night. This event will not, once again, I repeat, this event will not sell out. The weather looks absolutely amazing. The daytime high forecasted for Paris tomorrow is 84 degrees. It's been a blast furnace out here lately, and tomorrow the weather is just going to be beautiful. You might want to bring a light jacket for when the sun goes down because it may get a bit chilly. We talked about you getting there early, and there's a good reason why. Before the races in the sports bar, a lot of the legends of sprint car racing, CRA, SCRA, USAC CRA, are going to be in there signing autographs, posing for pictures, and telling stories. It's going to be absolutely free. It's going to start right after the gates open. Among the drivers in there, the first ever Oval Nationals champion, Buckwheat Jimmy Sills, Rip Williams, Tony Jones, five-time CRA champion Jimmy Oski, the 1986 and 87 CRA champion Brad Knopfsinger, who is flying out from North Carolina for the event, 1985 CRA champion Eddie Wirth, 1999 Oval Nationals champion and 2004 SCRA champion, and this year's Oval Nationals Grand Marshal, Super Ricky Gaunt, National Sprint Car Hall of Famer Wally Pankratz, John Redekin, the Rim Rider Chuck Gurney, Mike Sweeney, Fearless Stan Atherton, and more. Now we're going to have those guys there in the sports bar signing autographs, we said, posing for pictures, telling their great stories. That should be right after the gate opens. Hopefully we're going to get some of them to come back at intermission as well. That's kind of hit or miss after intermission because sometimes we don't get all the guys back. Also, I've been told by Chris Holt that young Courtney Crone, she's 15 years old, she's the point leader in the Young Gun Series, she's going to be signing autographs down there before the races as well. Something new promoter Don Kazarian is trying to get started this year. He is urging everyone in the stands in the pit area, if you have it, wear some of your vintage race wear, whether it be a shirt, a cap, a jacket, or team pants. Put it on, bring it out so everybody can see it and check it out. I was looking through some of my stuff, and I don't have a lot of my old race car stuff. I found a shirt from like 1972 when I was really young, when I was in my teens, put it that way. I was going to put it on, but it looked at it, it was going to be a belly shirt, so we ain't doing that. But I did find an old Parnelli Jones Firestone race vest. That's from the days back in the late 70s, early 80s, when Parnelli Jones Firestone was the sponsor of the CRA Sprint Car Series. So if you have any of their old racewear, put it on, bring it out tomorrow night. By the way, this could be interesting. Don Kazarian said he found one of the old Gas Chem complete uniforms from when his family owned the car driven by Bubby Jones. He is going to try to put it on. That's going to be interesting to say the least. You're talking about something nearly 40 years old. It's very cool looking stuff, but yeah, if he tries to get in that for 40 years, the thing might explode as he tries to put it on. But we look forward to seeing Don in there. I'm just giving him a hard time. Like to do that from time to time. On to the racing front for tomorrow night. As has become a tradition at Paris Auto Speedway since the passing of two-time CRA champion and National Sprint Car Hall of Famer Billy Wilkerson, his wife Ann is putting up $500 for tomorrow night's fast qualifier. That is in addition to the $100 that the Woodland Auto Display up in Paso Robles puts up every race. So tomorrow night, the driver who goes fastest in qualifying is going to pick up an extra $600. We're also going to have a trophy dash tomorrow night. Back in the day, trophy dash was a big part of racing. Guys would go balls to the wall for a 30-cent plastic trophy. As racing costs increased, trophy dashes, you know, they kind of went down the tubes, unless you throw some money at them. Tomorrow night, Junior Kurtz Trophy Dash, $2,000 purse. And we're going to do it kind of like Speedway motorcycle style, so it's fair for everybody. Four fastest qualifiers who accept the challenge are going to stage 4 3-lap races. Each driver is going to start off each starting position one time. The winner of each 3-lap race will get 3 points. Second spot will get 2 points. Third spot will get 1 point. And last place will get 0. At the end of the fourth and final race, the driver with the most points will get the lion's share of that $2,000 Junior Kurtz purse money. Now, if two drivers are tied after the final race, we're going to have a runoff to settle who gets the big bucks. That's not the end of the extra money for the night, not by a long stretch of the imagination. Chris Holt has been hard at work, and he has raised $3,700 in lap money. The way I pencil it out right now, if a driver leads every single lap in that main event, he's going to take home $6,200. Now, in addition to that, PRE has donated four fuel certificates to some selected lucky teams. And also, there's going to be a hard luck award on the night. The points race coming into tomorrow night. This is one of the best points race we have had in decades. Visalia's Richard Vandewert is the point leader, but he's only 2 points ahead of Anaheim's Jake Swanson. If that is not enough, the demon Damian Gardner is only 6 points behind Vandewert. From first to sixth place, there's only a 62-point separation. We told you the top three. Brody Rowe is fourth right now. Mike Spencer is fifth. And Austin Williams is currently sixth. This is the ninth race of the year for the USAC CRA Series. Of the first eight, we've had 8 different winners. Now, interesting to note, we've had 8 different winners. Not among them, the 2 all-time leading winners in the series, Damian Gardner and Mike Spencer. In fact, of the top 6 in points, the only main event winners in there, Richard Vandewert has a win. Damian Gardner, who's second, does not have one. Jake Swanson, who is third, does not have one. Jake Swanson, who's second, does not have one. Damian Gardner is third. He does not have one. Brody Roa does not have a win yet. He is fourth in the standings. Mike Spencer doesn't have a win yet. He's fifth in the standings. Austin Williams is sixth. He has one win. So 4 of the top 6 in the point standings do not have a win yet this year. We talked about the money for the USAC CRA Series. Want to thank Sean Conrad, a budding young man who's trying to launch a career of videography in sprint car racing. He decided to raise some money for the senior sprint cars who normally race just for a trophy, and he did a darn good job. Right now, if I'm up to date, he has raised a total of $900 for the senior sprint cars tomorrow night. $700 of that go in the main event and $200 to the heat races. That's $100 to win one heat race, $100 to win the other heat race. So it's $100 to win each heat race, and he's done put $700 into the main event. Good job, Sean Conrad. Another reminder, gates are going to open at 5. Get there early for the autograph session, racing at 7. Want to tell you, before we close this out, as we always do, about all our social media efforts. We are Paris Auto Speedway on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Google+. Once again, Paris Auto Speedway on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Google+. And on Twitter, we're Paris Auto SPDWY. Once again, that's Paris Auto SPDWY on Twitter. We update those things constantly, especially Facebook and Twitter, which we normally update a minimum of 3 to 5 times a day, 365 days a year. Our website, check that out as well, parisautospeedway.com. Once again, my name's Scott Delosio. It's Friday afternoon, that is, August 26th. Tomorrow, August 27th, California Racers Hall of Fame night for the USAC CRA AMSOIL Sprint Cars, the past senior and young gun sprints, and the beautiful cars of the Western Racing Association will also be there tomorrow night. Spectator gates open at 5, first race at 7. Come on out early for the autograph session, then kick back for some of the best sprint car racing you're going to see anywhere in the country.